This is Firepower, only at band.video. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
Firepower News, welcome, welcome, firepowernews.com. All right, so if you haven't seen it right now on Drudge Report, it looks like Turkey possibly is holding 50 nukes hostage. Yes, this is on Drudge Report right now as we speak. I want to talk about this. Normally, I do my monologue in a different location, but today I really want to talk about this because I see this as something that's extremely biblical that is happening. Here's a quote from an article on endtime.com. According to Revelation 9:14, the prophesied war will originate from the area of the Euphrates River. And you can see right here, this blue right here, this is Euphrates River. The Euphrates River is located in Iraq, Turkey, Syria, and Iran. Since the fighting is raging along the Euphrates today, we have to ask if the Sixth Trumpet War might have already begun, end quote. This is it right here. You have to ask yourself, what is going on here? You know, President Trump, he removed all the troops out of there and they started fighting there, and the Euphrates River is where the Bible is talking about a war that's going to kill one third of mankind will originate from. And we're seeing it. What are the odds of all of this taking place right here in the Euphrates River? Remember, President Trump has already made a biblical change with authority that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. We are constantly seeing biblical events on a daily basis. People have been turned over to a reprobate mind, thinking the things that they are doing, the evil things that they're doing, are good. We're seeing it happen. All of this is unfolding. I've had many conversations with people. I said, either the Bible, either you have elitists, people that's world power, with world power, they're looking in the Bible saying, hey, let's see what we can make happen to get people to believe the Bible, or the Bible's correct. One or the other. I say the Bible's correct because we're seeing it unfold right before our very eyes. Now, this whole thing with them holding the nukes hostage, all this plays part. If they don't get the nukes, so in the article that's on Drudge Report, they say that you can get the nukes, but they're making it difficult. They're making it extremely difficult because I'm pretty sure that Turkey don't want to let them go. The left is highly upset in everything President Trump does. Without emphasizing on it, I think the left is taking orders directly from Satan himself. Here's an example of how much the left hates President Trump. CNN. Have you heard about CNN in the news today? I bet you CNN is not even talking about the news about CNN. CNN is in airports, restaurants, beauty salons, and many other businesses throughout the country. CNN motto is that they are the most trusted name in news, which we all know is a lie. And we knew that was a lie before the Project Veritas video came out. We didn't need to see the Project Veritas to understand that CNN and the rest of the liberal media is trying to take out the president, not because he's done anything wrong, as I keep repeating, but because they hate this man with a passion. They detest President Trump. So we need more people like Kerry Parch in CNN and MSNBC and the other socialist mainstream media outlets to step up and be the true whistleblowers in all of this. See, it's going to take people that's inside, that's seeing all of this stuff that's fraudulently happening to the American people through our president. All right, so when we come back from this, we're going to have Tom Pepperd on with us. We're going to talk about the Euphrates River. Remember, like I said, the Euphrates River runs through here. Iraq, Turkey, Iran, Syria. It's right here. We're seeing it. It's all in the Bible. All right, firepowernews.com. Please tell everyone to tune in. We're going to talk about this and much, much more. We'll be back.
from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, only at band.video.
All right. Firepowernews.com. What we are seeing, what we're experiencing is biblical. I mean, really, you have to ask yourself, why now? Why did we have to wait until we got a president like Donald J. Trump to come in and say that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel? Why now do we have a president that's trying to bring our troops home so they're no longer dying in these unjust wars across the planet? Why now? Why is all this taking place now? I truly believe, without even me trying to convince anybody, you don't need me to convince you. It's all written to happen. It's all written to take place. So we have Tom Pepper going to be joining us now. Tom, this is biblical to me. And I've been studying like biblical prophecies for years and looking at it. And as soon as I looked at this, because they have the control of these nukes, you know, which supposedly is going to change here really quick, but they're not making it easy for them. What do you say?
And what's happening? So this is a massive, in addition to everything else, what's happening is complete and total fake news, as per usual, with these very likely culprits. I mean, these nuclear weapons have been in Turkey, for my understanding, is 50 or 60 years. They were put in Turkey during the Cold War to make Russia think twice. I mean, Russia, or the Soviet Union, rather, had nuclear weapons or wanted to put nuclear weapons in Cuba, you know, within swimming distance from Florida. So this was part of the United States strategy to keep the Soviet Union at bay, keep them under threat. So these missiles have been there for decades, first of all. Second of all, they're in a military base controlled by the United States. They could be flown out at any time, but geopolitical so-called experts say that if this were to happen, well, that would indicate a formal end to the United States alliance with Turkey. So Turkey, by the way, is this very, they're easily the most powerful country in Europe at this juncture. They have 3.6 million so-called refugees that claim to all be from Syria. And anytime it looks like they might not get their way, they threaten to release them into the European Union, or they might just release a couple thousand. We recently saw about 500 appear in Greece that came, yes, from Turkey. So Turkey is flexing all of its strength right now. What they're doing to the Kurds, what they're doing in Syria is an example of them flexing their muscles and showing Europe and showing the West what they can do. And the fact is, aside from what President Trump wants to do, which is devastate their economy if they continue acting this way, the rest of Europe has basically nothing up their sleeve. We have Turkey buying weapons from Russia. We have Turkey getting free money from Europe. Turkey, essentially, they have second largest military in the NATO alliance. There is nothing that can be done to put these people in check other than economic sanctions, which again, Europe is deathly afraid of. The European Union is afraid of its own shadow when it comes to Turkey, because again, 3.6 million migrants. And I've got three articles in front of me of Erdogan saying in three different instances over the last 45 or so days, if you don't do exactly what Turkey wants, all of these immigrants, all of these migrants, refugees, whatever you want to call them, are going straight to Germany.
You know what? This is remarkable. You ever ask yourself, why is all this happening now? You know, for me, I look at everything biblically. I mean, that's how I look at it. I look at how God is intervening in everything and how all of this is supposed to take place before we get to the end. And I'm not talking about the end of the world. I'm not talking about the hour. I'm not talking about the day. I'm talking about the different events that's supposed to take place for all of this to come up. And all of this is related. Now, you have a lot of people saying you shouldn't mix religion and politics, but it's all mixed together. We as man, we want to separate these things. What's happening over in Syria right now and in Turkey, this is supposed to happen. Now, is it good that it's happening? Absolutely not. But like you said, they've had these nukes there all this time. And now that President Trump, personally, I think he did the right thing, and a lot of people disagree. I personally think that he did the right thing so he can stop having to write these letters to the loved ones that lost their family member. I mean, at some point, how long do we stay there? Do we stay there indefinitely? So with the nukes being there all this time, just let the Americans go move them. Let the American soldiers go move them out. But see, why is it even a big deal? Why are we even discussing this, right? Because they're doing something because they, like you just said, they still want America to have some kind of ties there. So that way it is a form of control. And that's the way I see it.
Well, you know, Will, you listen to these war hawks like Ben Shapiro, who during the Iraq war, he could have, you know, enlisted and gone to fight for Uncle Sam if he was so passionate about it. He did not. But Ben Shapiro says that we should have essentially, yes, an American empire that never leaves the Middle East. Be there until the end of time, the end of days. That is what a lot of these people want. John Bolton, that is what he wanted. That's what the war hawks were seeing in the Senate on the Republican Party. And even a majority of Democrats are condemning this issue because they want endless warfare. So yeah, I agree with you, Will. President Trump is doing the right thing. I hope he continues to remove troops from the Middle East, get rid of all of these ridiculous wars. But beyond that, Will, I think that what President Trump has done is brilliant in that he is forcing Turkey to finally move. If they're going to unleash these migrants and destroy Europe for the second time in one decade, do it. Force the European leaders to grow a backbone or be voted out of office.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. This is going to force them to step up their game. It's going to force them to do something other than just let these savages run all through their country. And yes, I did call them savages because that's exactly what they are. We've seen the third world videos with Paris, France. They're looking like third world countries now. And what's really amazing is that you have Democrats want to do the same thing here. But anyways, I digress. with this events that's taking place in Syria and Turkey, where in the Bible it talks about one third of mankind will be eliminated in this war, with them releasing all of these people, this is going to cause more countries to get involved. And I still say to this day, and I don't care if people send me messages arguing with me, upset about it, that it was God that put President Trump in office for these things to take place, because there's been no president before Trump that would do anything like President Trump is doing. Like, for example, keeping his word, making Jerusalem the capital of Israel, him saying that he's going to bring the troops home. Any other president would never actually do that. And he is doing what he says he's going to do. He's keeping his promises.
That's exactly right. To the best of his abilities. I mean, we've seen what's happened, Will. Imagine if President Trump did do a UI, and likely the entire audience wants him to. Imagine if he really removed all of these troops from the Middle East, got us out of there, let this biblical conflict happen in the area. We don't need to have our men and women dying there. Imagine the deep state pushback that he would get. What has he already had? I think it's no coincidence that we've had however many more whistleblowers, however many more leaks, just since President Trump removed these troops from Syria. And by the way, I think it's important. I mean, I wish it were 50,000 troops, but the fact is these were 50 troops that were removed from the border of Syria and Turkey. Now, Turkey has been saying, we have an article that's on Infowars.com. Turkey threatens to flood Europe with migrants. This is from September 5th. And this is more or less the first time in, at least on Infowars.com, that this was brought up, where Erdogan said, essentially, look, we're going to invade Syria. We're going to create what we're calling a safe zone where we will resettle these 3.6 million migrants. And if you don't let us do that, Europe, then we're going to unleash them all into your backyard and enjoy having the second great refugee crisis. Then we have an article from just this week. The European Union backs off Turkey arms embargo as Erdogan threatens to unleash millions of immigrants. It keeps happening. Here's another one. RT.com. Merkel tells Erdogan to immediately stop the Syrian operation, but why should he care what Europe says? He has 3.6 million reasons not to. The world's only hope, as usual, Will, is President Donald Trump, and it is the United States, because Trump has threatened forcefully to obliterate Turkey's economy with sanctions if they do not cooperate.
Yep, you're absolutely right. All right, so when we come back, we're going to get into the CNN Veritas project, where CNN has been completely exposed on all of the stuff that they've been trying to do to this president. It's all happening. We'll be right back.
Yeah. The impeachment stuff, there's new developments every day. More shoes drop, and it's like, there's just nothing we can do. If Zucker wants impeachment every single day to be the top story.
That's what he wants.
So, yeah, he wants impeachment. So
above all else, I'm
assuming. Above all else.
So that was, of course, a leaked clip from Project Veritas Action. Today, they have made a 20-minute video available showing undercover conversations with CNN employees who are absolutely chafing against Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN. They claim that Zucker has essentially a vendetta against President Trump that goes back all the way to Trump's days on The Apprentice, explaining much of the narrative over at CNN. They also explain that Zucker is forcing them to cover impeachment ad nauseum rather than discuss any actual news of the day. At one point, they say there is an exact example where they talk about there's another trending story today. It involves MSNBC, and they're doing a gun control forum. And can we cover that? And Jeff Zucker says, I don't care about them. I want to push impeachment. What Project Veritas exposed today comes from a real whistleblower within the communist news network, CNN, who is showing the exact level of depravity that happens behind the scenes in that network. They masquerade as real objective news without declaring that they are partisan hacks hoping for President Trump's impeachment. What we've seen from Project Veritas today is really, will I hope, the future. I hope that James O'Keefe is going to keep getting these whistleblowers and keep blowing the whistle on these fake news media outlets that are really dividing and destroying any attempt of unity in this country.
You know what, Tom? The thing that's really amazing to me is that there are actually people with inside of these news networks that still have a soul. I mean, seriously, it takes someone to have a soul. What's his name? Corey Perch? You have to have a soul to be able to come out and tell the truth like this. You know, journalism should be reporting on the news. You know, today there was a storm. Three people's homes were destroyed. Don't say it was Trump's fault. I mean, that's what they're doing. You know, I mean, it's so ridiculous how far the left has become in their reporting. And you know what? Everything has become opinionated. Now, I'll admit that I would voice my opinion about different things. But I don't claim to be like CNN. I mean, I don't think you do. But CNN want to act like they're biased. They don't want to tell anything other than just report the news. Like they're the most trusted name in news, which is a total lie. For them to even have that slogan. Let me ask you this, Tom. And I know you have some clip you were talking about. Do you think CNN should still be able to operate, knowing that their only goal is to try to take out the sitting president of the United States when it's all been fraudulent?
You know, Will, and this was in one of the clips that I believe we're going to air later tonight. But the fact is, if they want to be the impeachment network, then they should be honest about it. I mean, InfoWars is an America first, humanity first network. Band.video shares many of the same values. We are patriotic Americans who support our president and support humanity's right to exist. That is our bias. We are blatantly and overtly honest about it. Meanwhile, you get these hacks over at CNN who claim to be the fountain of truth, the gospel itself coming to you via cable outlets nationwide. And we now know that it is, I mean, if we didn't already know this, but we now have smoking gun proof that they are propagandists trying to divide this country. And again, that's fine. I want them to have a right to free speech. Well, everybody should be able to talk. Everybody, if they have millions of dollars, should be able to start a cable network. Good for them. I would just like a little bit of honesty.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go to that first clip. Do we have that first clip?
Nick Neville is a media coordinator in CNN's Washington Bureau. He says not everyone at the network agrees with Zucker's anti-Trump agenda.
Yeah, because what's difficult is, like, we have some conflicting
things at play here. Like, there's a lot of people who are out here trying to, like, just do what they think is, like, the best of journalistic integrity. And then you get on the 9 a.m. call, and Big Boss Jeff Zucker tells you what to do. And it's like, you have to, like, to a certain extent, you have to follow his verdict.
Yeah, you gotta go with the... It's downhill, so you gotta go with the boss there.
Yeah.
And he's not, he's a big,
He's like had an ongoing feud with Trump. It's no surprise.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's had an ongoing feud with Trump since The Apprentice.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, Tom, all they want to do is impeach. It's, you know what it makes me think about? Okay, so instead of them reporting on the news and just talking about the daily events, they're getting Zuck to tell them, only talk about impeachment. So liberals, leftists, and they just follow along because they don't think for themselves. Here's proof of it right here.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, this guy is a partisan hack masquerading as the president of a major news network. And again, fundamentally, I see nothing wrong with that. If you want to turn it into INN, impeachment news now, go right ahead. That's completely fine. But I think what we're seeing here, and you mentioned it a moment ago, Will, it is amazing that some of these people still have a soul. It's amazing that this whistleblower was willing to come out. He said that he thought he had his dream job when he got the gig at CNN, and he found out that it's his worst nightmare. Because this is showing that even these extremely partisan people, where I guarantee you the whistleblower probably is somewhere on the left wing of the spectrum, I guarantee you that everybody they're talking to is a big lefty. They're probably not big fans of President Donald Trump, but they want to report the news. They don't appreciate having this sick-looking, bald-headed excuse of a man ordering them every single day. Whatever story you want to talk about is bogus. The only thing we're talking about is impeachment. And frankly, Will, this has been going on for years. I think I would doubt if Project Veritas just got all these clips in the last 2 weeks. These have probably been gathered for 3 years, because since the man got into the White House, they've been pushing for impeachment.
Yes, exactly. So this next clip just says that very thing. Let's go to that clip.
Kerry Porch became a Project Veritas insider. He saw CNN's anti-Trump crusade was about more than ratings. It was about taking sides.
I think what's going on in America now is really fundamentally the result of years of fake news, conspiracy, nonsense from Fox News that has taken root in this country. And I'm dead serious about this. The fake conspiracy nonsense that Fox has spread for years is now deeply embedded in American society and at the highest levels of the Republican elected officials, as we've seen with Ron Johnson. And frankly, that is beyond destructive to America, and I do not think we should be scared to say so.
Zucker sounds more like an angry tyrant than a network news president.
This is amazing, Tom. This is what we're seeing right here, and they're being exposed for all of their lying, the corruption, and President Trump even called them corrupt. So we're going to talk about this much more after the break. Firepowernews.com.
I don't know where the affluent neighborhoods in New Jersey are.
Princeton.
Okay, let's say in Princeton, a white kid gets shot at Princeton University. He's visiting his big brother, who's a student there. He gets shot in the head. He gets killed. We're going to get coverage on that because, oh my God, we have the precious little white boy.
But three people get shot in Newark.
Nobody cares.
Wow.
Nobody cares, maybe unless it happens on Cory Booker's block.
Wow, unless it happens on Cory Booker's block. Did you hear that, Tom? Unless it happens on Cory Booker's block. So basically, you know, if it's a white person doing it, then, oh, it's this big deal. But It's a big deal. It's, you know what? They are not even hiding it any longer. And, you know, for the most part, we see all the craziness from the left on the networks, on the telly. I watch the Communist News Network, and there's a lot of people I talk to on a daily basis saying, Will, I don't understand how you can watch the Criminal News Network and not throw up. It's pretty difficult, especially from the event that they had the other night about the LGBTQP. I mean, this is disgusting. Tom, this is wild. What did you get out of that? What did you get out of that clip?
So I think, Will, that we've learned the real reason why these people hyper-focus on every school shooting. And he basically admits it. It gets eyeballs. It gets people watching. We can cover that because it matters to people. And we learned why they don't cover the horrible shootings that happen every single day in places like Baltimore, in places like Chicago, in places like Detroit, and these other leftist-run hellholes that in an average weekend in Chicago, they're might be 30 to 50 people shot. If it's an especially crazy weekend, maybe it's the 4th of July, you might see 100 people shot in Chicago in the course of a weekend. And Will, I know this drives you insane as well. Why is that not covered, we wonder? While it must not suit their narrative, we think. And now we know that's exactly the case. They think nobody will care if a young black man is shot in Chicago, but if a white child is killed in a school shooting, it's going to be plastered all over CNN for days and days and days. I only wish, again, if you're going to run a network that way, more power to you, but I wish we could get some honesty out of these people without it coming through a whistleblower via James O'Keefe.
Thank you. You know what? You're absolutely right. If you're going to be satire, then be satire. If you're going to do parody about everything that President Trump says, just admit to it. This is not what President Trump actually said, but this is what we feel like he's saying. Just be honest about it. I'm so with you on that, Tom. Just be honest. But see, they can't bring it to themselves to do that. They want the American people to believe that they have integrity. They want the American people to believe that they would never lie to them. They're only reporting the news. What was it during the 2016 campaign? I think it was Chris Cuomo said, hey, if you see anything from WikiLeaks, come to CNN for the real information about it. Don't go anywhere else. Really? Really? Like, we're going to go to CNN to get valued information.
It was even worse because he said, remember, you can't read the WikiLeaks. It's illegal for Americans to read the WikiLeaks. So anything you're learning about them comes from us, from CNN. I mean, these people are so full of themselves. It would be comical if it wasn't for the fact that they're trying to be so serious about it. I mean, really, Will, this thing, I found myself cracking up laughing more often than not. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's some Americans out there who are appalled by these videos, but I think the majority of Americans are saying, well, now we finally have proof. God bless James O'Keefe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I'll watch them and they'll sit around the table and they'll go like, let's see who can tell the best lie and be the most convincing about it. And you know what? If they didn't have President Trump, they wouldn't be making any money. I mean, seriously, they use President Trump to make money. So a lot of people will tune in to believe their lies just to see what they're going to say. Here's another clip that's going to prove exactly what we're saying. Let's go to that clip.
To a certain extent, CNN created Trump's celebrity. Like, created this whole, like, not his celebrity, but created his candidacy, made him legitimate because they felt like they needed to show everything that he did from the beginning. So, like,
so it's kind of hard to hear what they're saying, but they're saying that they created President Trump as a celebrity.
Why would they do that?
They created President Trump.
I don't get it.
Ratings. And that's sometimes what I struggle with. Like, a lot of the decisions, I guess all media companies make, but it's like, you know, they're out to make a profit. So when people criticize, you know, the media, to a certain extent, some of the criticism is accurate because it can't totally be, like, completely for the objectives that you're seeking. Like, you know, I totally want to do just, like, the truth, like the dogged reporting. But then you have higher up executives like Zucker and other people who are saying, well, we got to make profits. So you end up with things like I don't know if you heard this, but this week they had like a fucking game show.
Oh, dump that.
To like decide what dates there was going to be this debate. So it's like they pulled names out of a hat. It's like we're watching the Game Show Network. So it turns into like certain things that you do are trying to just attract viewers, and it becomes kind of a comedy show. So it's
is a comedy show. You know, they're saying this is CNN.
Who are genuinely have all the right motives, but then you also have people who are like, well, we got to make money and we got to attract viewers. So if we just talk about Trump all day.
And you know what, Tom? The producer in the control room was just telling me, say this, you know, it's not even about CNN having ratings because CNN don't even have any ratings. CNN is treating their own company the same way that they're treating America. They're willing to destroy everything. Even Nancy Pelosi came out and said she's willing to lose everything if that means getting President Trump removed.
Well, you're right, Will. I mean, their ratings have taken a massive nosedive since the 2016 election. It's been humorous to watch. I mean, they're terrible. I mean, Tucker or Hannity, either one of them, get more people tuning in for just that 1 hour of programming than CNN will usually get in an entire night. I mean, I come from the broadcast world. It used to be a big joke that MSNBC was the one nobody watched, and maybe there's five or six people out there watching. Well, at this point, MSNBC is dwarfing CNN. CNN, and I think we know why. And Will, something I always point out is this is so atypical because right now the Republican Party has both the presidency and the Senate, and until 2018 they had the House. Now, rewind a few years back to when the Democrats had a similar level of control, and frankly, it was Fox News that was blowing ratings out of the water. Bill O'Reilly would get 5 or 6 million people watching in a given night. Now, that's what you would expect to happen when the opposition is in power. You would expect that if the Democrats are in power, Republicans get great ratings. If Republicans are in power, Democrats get great ratings. But it's the exact opposite that's happened now, which really, I mean, I almost wonder if Jeff Zucker is economically suicidal. He's driving his own company down a path toward financial suicide, because he apparently has a vendetta against President Trump.
Yes, he has a personal vendetta. I think he was working on The Apprentice when President Trump was doing, or a candidate, or just Trump at the time. He was doing The Apprentice. He was working with him. So he's like, he hates President Trump with a passion. I guarantee that if he could take out President Trump in physical means, he probably would. It's amazing that these people have so much power. So much influence over so many people, and they're petty like this. I mean, seriously, grow up, move on, report the news, and stop. But see, they can't stop because they have to, this personal vendetta that he has against President Trump, that I'm going to get you. Everyone is talking about impeachment. And what was it, Nancy Pelosi, not too long ago, she said, well, what we do is we tell the media what to say, and then we just act like it comes back around, like we all just found out about it. It's a vicious cycle. They're all colluding with each other. And we have a really short clip where it proves exactly what we're just talking about, how they hate him so much. Let's play that clip.
They hate everything, how everything is like all Trump all the time now. Everyone at the network complains about it. They hate Donald Trump every day.
They hate Donald Trump every day. Every day. I mean, seriously, every day. And well, you know what, Tom? You and I figure out what we can do to fight for this country every day. Every day. Alex Jones, InfoWarsStore.com, every day. Every day. The men and women in the military, every day. Every day. The police department, every day. They're all doing it every single day. We have men and women that have died for this country every single day, and they're trying to take out the president every single day. We'll be back.
Yeah.
All right, we are back. Firepowernews.com. All right, so we have a video that we want to play for you. This is from our sponsor, the sponsor of the firepowernews.com with Will Johnson and Tom Pepper. This is a video that everyone needs to see. It all ties into what we've been talking about with CNN and how the Veritas Project has been exposed CNN. Okay, so let's go to that video.
Tell us about this story, what's already come out, and what we can expect to come out. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Alex, this is an extraordinary story. We have hundreds of hours of tapes within CNN, recorded not by one of my full-time employees or journalists, but an insider who blew the whistle on CNN. This man's name is Kerry Porch. He was a technician at the network, worked with producers, worked on the floor, drove trucks. And he's recorded, Alex, Jeff Zucker's editorial meetings every day. He got access to these meetings, and Jeff Zucker is on the phone getting irate, attacking Fox News, attacking Fox News' conspiracy, saying we need to push impeachment. His own staffers were recorded, Alex. These are CNN employees saying that Jeff Zucker is on an anti-Trump vendetta and saying they don't really report the news. One of these employees, Mike Brevna, says, quote, CNN sold themselves to the devil. So it's pretty extraordinary tape. And it's just part one.
It's just part one. We've also seen a lot of attempts to suppress this already with Carpe Donctum and others being taken off Twitter.
Yes, this is actually, there's some new pieces of information. Carpe Donctum, everyone knows him. He's the big meme guy on Twitter. I gave him an exclusive clip, which I'll send to you, Alex, as well. We haven't even released it yet, of the CNN employee talking about how they don't cover school shootings in inner cities. They only cover them in white areas. Carpe Donctum tweeted this video out and Twitter took his account down. I'm not sure why. They said it was a copyright violation. So we'll get this to your guys and make sure you have that clip as well. I'm not sure why they're not banning the CNN employees who made the statements, but all the things are happening, Alex. YouTube wouldn't let us upload the clip. My website keeps crashing because Drudge is linking to it. So I sent Drudge the YouTube links. We're taking on the most powerful people in the world, but Jeff Zucker has been exposed. And we're looking for a comment. If your audience can tweet the video out, send it out, email it out. It's the hashtag #ExposeCNN. And the video is, there it is. There it is on your screen. CNN employee confesses that mainstream media ignores shootings in minority communities. This is the video that got banned from Twitter. I'm not sure why. These are CNN employees making these statements.
Well, we were able to get it from Carpe now, and it is up on Infowars.com. And you're right. That is so sensational. If Trump said something like that, he'd be done. I wouldn't support him. You wouldn't either. But when they do it, they're trying to suppress it. No wonder. I mean, that has got to scare them. And reportedly, you've got a lot more than just this.
Yeah, we have more employees. We have the vice presidents on tape. There's a debate coming tomorrow. They've made some statements about candidates. I think one of the most remarkable things about the story, I think I've never seen before, is the bravery of this guy who came up to me at one of these events and said, James, I work for a three-letter news organization. And he whispered to me, I work for CNN. I want you to give me a camera, which we did. And he is, as of today, still employed through CNN. He's a technician there. Alex, I'm waiting to get a response or a reaction. Jeff Zucker did comment this morning, Alex, Kerry went to work, recorded the editorial meeting, and Jeff Zucker was visibly disturbed. I don't know if you have that audio, but we just released it this morning.
We did air it this morning, and once we, this is alive, but you know, once we're done, we're going to put your interview up with all this added to it. This is amazing. And he already sounded upset, saying it was no big deal, move along. But imagine when he discovers that your guy, not your guy, but the whistleblower that came to you, was still there this morning. Wow.
He still went to work. He went to work. This was the number one trending tease in the United States. It was exposed CNN was the number, 200,000 tweets. 200,000 tweets. The engineers in Silicon Valley aren't able to suppress this because there's an uprising. And so what happens is the insider goes to work this morning, goes to the editorial meeting and records it today, this morning. And he gets Jeff Zucker on the tape saying, oh, there's this Project Veritas. Don't worry. Everyone just do your jobs. He's visibly upset about what is happening. We got him, Alex. We got him dead to rights. Their bias is clear. It's amazing. We have the president of a news network pushing a political narrative on the phone with his deputies. It's all recorded. We've suspected, but now we can prove it thanks to the heroism of this insider.
Just recapping when he reached out to you, I mean, the amount of video you reportedly got, I mean, how long is it going to take to dole all this out?
I don't know. Hundreds of hours of tape. We usually release them in installments because you don't want to jump on your own lead. You want to have a story at a time. Otherwise, you just trip over yourself with the amount of content here. But Drudge has it linked in red on the top. Drudge even posted a picture of Carrie Porch, the insider, next to Wolf Blitzer. There it is right there. You can see his picture. What a patriot. And I'm going to read a quote, Alex, that was, I almost teared up. I'm interviewing the guy on a TV set. And Carrie says the following. I say to him, you know, why did you do this? You're about to be a father. His fiance is pregnant. And he said, I did it to save the Republic. He said, I did it to save the Republic. I mean, I don't even have words. I mean, and he's not a Republican. He's a Democrat. This guy's he voted for Bernie Sanders. But he said, I came to CNN because I wanted to be a news guy, and it became my nightmare. That's what he told me.
Well, it's like Robert Epstein is a liberal professor, but he sees the election fraud. He had to go public. Or, you know, all these other whistleblowers. It's crazy. This has got to really scare the deep state, James O'Keefe.
I think it scares them because they're not doing it for commercial gain, or they're not grifters. These people are the real deal. This guy did it because he really believed. I got to know him over the course of many months, and he was scared, but he said, I did it for my country. And he doesn't know what's going to happen to him. He's unemployed, maybe not ever hired again. And he said, you know what? It's worth it to me. Now, I think he should start a GoFundMe page. I will help him do that. If he gets sued, Alex, I will find a way, so help me God, to raise the money to pay his legal bills.
James, let me ask you this. We got you on a little bit late. If you got to go, I understand you can come back tomorrow, but please try to hold over. But I got to ask you now, is this the biggest story out of huge ones you've ever broke, or is it something else?
I think it's the biggest story because of what it is and who did it, Alex. I got to go because I got to keep producing, but thank you very much, and keep at it. Keep pushing the videos out.
And more videos coming.
Yes, sir. More coming. We're producing the next installment as I speak.
All right, James O'Keefe, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know where the affluent neighborhoods in New Jersey are.
Princeton.
Okay, let's say in Princeton, a white kid gets shot at Princeton University. He's visiting his big brother, who's a student there. He gets shot in the head. He gets killed. We're going to get coverage on that because, oh my God, we have the precious little white boy.
But three people get shot in Newark.
Nobody cares.
Wow.
Nobody cares, maybe unless it happens on Cory Booker's block.
Unless it happens on Cory Booker's block. Oh, my God, Tom. You know what? This is disgusting. I mean, we played the clip in the other segment, but it's just completely disgusting. All the precious little white boy. I mean, why? I mean, these are demonic monsters that's in CNN and the liberal media. And this is crazy. And you know, the gentleman, is it Carrie Perch? Is that his name? Carrie Perch. I'm surprised they hadn't tried to Clinton him yet.
Well, it is interesting that they didn't immediately fire him. I mean, with previous whistleblowers that James O'Keefe has either employed or that have approached him, they've always fired these people and walked them out with security and take away their pass. I almost wonder what CNN's end game is here. I mean, obviously, look, I mean, what he did is extraordinarily important. He's a brave American that should be celebrated. But and the same thing could never happen at InfoWars or at Bandai Video because they're well run machines. But should the same thing happen at a conservative network, I would expect that person to be summarily dismissed without prejudice. But it seems as though CNN is desperately trying to shove its head in the sand and pretend this doesn't exist. It'll be interesting to see what comes out tomorrow alongside the Democratic debate.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tom. And this is what's happening with all of this is exposing CNN. It's just going to wake people up. CNN, they're going to be forced to talk about this. All right, we'll be back after this break. FirepowerNews.com.
Among the militant secularists are many so-called progressives.
All right, hello, everybody. This is Will Johnson and Tom Pepper, firepowernews.com. We are about to have Tom try the Turbo Force orange juice experience for the first time. Let's do this, Tom, so everyone can see.
All right, I'm excited, Will. I knew when I came down here to do the show in person that I was going to have to try this at least once.
Infowarsstore.com.
Going for broke, huh?
That's right.
Infowarsstore.com. Infowarsstore.com.
Mmm. Oh, man. You're not kidding. That just goes together. It doesn't almost taste like orange juice anymore. It's something else.
Almost.
It's special.
Yeah, right?
Wow. It just goes together perfectly.
It gives the orange juice that energy that is missing,
right? It gives
right?
it some depth. It's not so citrusy and acidic uh-huh. tasting anymore. And the thing is, you know this is going to keep me up for the next 10 hours.
It will. You know what? And then when you come back down, it won't be like a crash.
That's right.
What I really like about it.
That's right. Now, that is a fantastic idea.
Amazing.
It's delicious. I cannot recommend that enough to anybody out there. Put it in the orange juice, folks. He's not kidding. This stuff is awesome.
Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right. So I want to tell everyone, please go to band.video. That is band.video. Share the video. Get it out there. Get the message out there. Text it to your friends. Text it to your family members. Go to social media. You won't get banned on the social media platforms if you put band.video. You don't have to worry about it because they're not blacklisting it. And when you go to band.video, at the top here, there's a hamburger stack, what they call it, on the top left. You click on that. And you can go down to Firepower with Will Johnson. Right there is Firepower. Or if you're on the main page, the engineer has actually created a new button here. At the top right, there's a button that says Live. It says Live TV right there at the top right. You click on that, and it should take you to whatever broadcast is currently being broadcast live on the network. It doesn't matter what show you see. That is on band.video. If it's live, you can go right there and see it immediately. I want to thank everyone for joining us, and I want to especially thank everyone for supporting our sponsor. Our sponsor, one of our biggest sponsors right now, is InfoWarsStore.com. I love the products there, and I can speak from a personal experience. You have the Turbo Force. You have the Brain Force. You have the ProPure assortments like the shower head, the water filter. There's so many things also in the DNA force. What I really like about these different supplements is that they actually work. They actually work. They actually do what they say they're going to do. That is the amazing part about all of it. That's why the left hates InfoWars, our sponsor, because the supplements that they put out there, they actually work. And it's not just an infomercial me on here talking. I'm talking from personal experience. One of the other supplements I just started taking here recently is the Happies. Now, I take it for a different reason. I just happened to find out one evening I got home and I was a little stressed out, and it says for stress and moods. And so I just took some before I went to bed. I was completely relaxed and I slept like a baby. So please, support our sponsors, because of your support, that's the reason why we're here. If you like what I'm doing, you like what Tom is doing, then please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your help. We need your support. All right? We need you. We need you. This is me telling you we need you. And I love to be able to come here every day and report on the news and report what's happening and to talk about the crazy progressives and how they are trying to take America out. My name is Will Johnson, Firepower News with Tom Pepper. We'll be back after this break. Godspeed. Take care.
Firepower with Will Johnson.
Welcome to Back to Firepower with me, Tom Papert, and Will Johnson hosting. Our guest for the next two segments will be Peter DeBrosca. But first, we wanted to show you something very important that happened. I mean, it's been an insane news day, but Attorney General Barr, there have been a lot of questions about this guy. Is he a patriot? Where does he come from? And we've got a clip that I'd like to show you. It's just a short little clip from a speech that he delivered, and it is absolutely on point. It sounds like he's been watching Band.Video, perhaps the Alex Jones show on InfoWars. So let's go ahead and if we can air this clip, clip six.
Hello everybody, this is Will Johnson and Tom Pepper, Firepower.
Among the militant secularists are many so-called progressives, but where is the progress? We are told we are living in a post-Christian era, but what has replaced the Judeo-Christian moral system? What is it that can fill the spiritual void in the hearts of the individual person? And what is the system of values that can sustain human social life? The fact is that no secular creed has emerged capable of performing the role of religion. This is not decay. This is organized destruction. Secularists and their allies have marshaled all the forces of mass communication, popular culture, the entertainment industry, and academia in an unremitting assault on religion and traditional.
Wow. That's powerful.
It's That's rare powerful. To see an elected official be that brutally honest about the state of America's culture, the assault on religion, and to call out secularism, because we all know, Will, if you're a good Christian, that means that God is your God. But for many people, money is their true God, or power is their true God. Yep. And as a result, this is what we see in Washington. This is what we see in Hollywood. It's all over news. It's all over media. It's everywhere. And it's refreshing to say, at the very least, to see somebody in government talk this way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, talking about government, you would think, and I like saying that, you would think, because it's like the obvious thing, that the government would step in at some point because they're taking rights from the American people. We're in a different world. We're in the digital realm. The digital realm, the U.S. Constitution should not stop just because it's in the digital realm. And personally, and you always talk about, you always hear the left talking about how, you know, they want big government. Well, in this case, I think the government should step in for the people and say, hey, freedom of speech still applies. If you're an American citizen, you're in America, no matter if you go into a store or if you go onto the internet, your freedom of speech still exists. It still applies. And we don't get that from the government. You know, not that I want the government to be in anything and everything, but that's their point. That is the purpose of the government, to protect the American people. And I don't think they're doing that. So I think our next guest may have something to talk about on that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll welcome Peter on. So Peter DeBrosca, of course, is running for Congress in North Carolina, trying to unseat a member of the Republican Party establishment who nobody knows who this guy is. I'll let Peter explain who he is. I think it's Rouser, something along these lines. Peter has also written a book that goes very well with what we've been talking about with CNN. He wrote a book about how the mainstream media is truly the enemy of the people. And of course, Peter has been covering big tech bias and censorship extensively for as long as I've known him. Peter DeBrosca, welcome back to Firepower.
Hey, Tom and Will, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Hey, nice to see you again, sir.
So, Peter, obviously today has been a crazy day with Project Veritas and CNN. You wrote a book that basically spelled out everything we've learned now about how the media is the enemy of the people. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, so I mean, it's pretty wild, right? And I think anybody who's paying attention really knows and understands that the press is not telling the truth, that the press is full of nonsense, that it's simply propaganda for the Democratic Party. This was, you know, the deciding factor for me in getting into politics in the first place was realizing that the mainstream media is totally lying about everything. I mean, nothing is how it seems with the mainstream press. And I think we learned that in a few different ways today, not just with Project Veritas, but how about with ABC News? Essentially, they took a segment from a Kentucky gun range and they claimed that the shots being fired from the gun range was Turkey blowing up the Syrians and the Kurds in order to propagandize on behalf of the military-industrial complex to basically keep America in these forever wars that the American people don't want to be in. I mean, this is what our military, I mean, this is what our media does. It shills for the establishment. Journalism is no longer journalism. Journalism used to be about checking power. Now it's the exact opposite. It's about keeping power for the people who already have the power. That's not what it's supposed to be about. But don't tell that to the political left, because they view their job as to keep the established order as it is and to fight against President Trump at every step.
It's amazing that the liberal media would lie about where some gunfire is coming from. No, don't say it's so. They wouldn't do that, would they? I mean, come on. Of course the liberal media is going to be honest. They're not going to lie to the American people. Why would they do such a thing?
it's totally wild, too, because the person who debunked the story was a guy with a Twitter account. It was the Polish Patriot Twitter account. You guys should all follow that account. And I love giving citizen journalists and fact checkers the credit where it's due, because that person, the Polish Patriot, I don't know who's behind the account, but that person showed today how much power you as an individual have, right? He exposed the truth and he literally destroyed the credibility of a mainstream news outlet, which has, you know, billions of dollars in resources and offices all over the world, simply by posting one video to his Twitter account. You have more power than you believe. You just have to tell the truth. That's the key. And if we keep telling the truth, if a bunch of us get together and decide, hey, we're going to fight this establishment and we tell the truth, that's the key, we will win. You know, I got into this, into journalism in the first place because the media was not telling the truth. I've done my best to tell the truth in the 3 years that I've been a reporter, and things have gone very well for me. I've gone further than I ever expected to go. So it really seems to boil down to the fact that the truth is the key here, and that's why the mainstream press is losing. And that's why independent media is winning. So I would encourage us all to keep doing what we're doing.
Awesome. Now, Peter, you're possibly the first case of a journalist going into politics that I actually could find myself supporting. So thank you very much for doing that. Can you give us an update on your campaign? For those who don't remember, Peter DeBrasca is running for Congress in the House of Representatives. He's running in the great state of North Carolina. There you can see his Twitter at pdebrasca.com. Peter, can you tell me a little bit about a campaign update maybe?
Sure. So the campaign is going very well. We are gaining some momentum here among the grassroots. We're starting to fundraise. I have learned a lot, and I will tell you that running a political campaign is not a whole lot like what people would imagine. And I think it's important to note that, because the people who are elected in Congress know what campaigning is about, and they will not tell you what it is about, because if they did tell you the honest truth, it would be perhaps, you know,
it probably go against their policy if they start telling the truth.
Right. Exactly. It's
Peter, so hold
on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're getting ready to come to a hard break. You can finish that up. And then when we come back, I also like to know, do you think CNN should have to pay some kind of penalty or something? I mean, I'm with Tom that people should be able to say what they want to say. Just be honest about it. But they're blatantly lying, and they're trying to take out the president. All right, firepowernews.com. We'll talk to you after this break.
back to Firepower with me, Tom Pappard, and Will Johnson. Our guest for the rest of this segment, right up until the bottom of the hour, is Peter DeBrosca, congressional candidate running in North Carolina against some GOP clown nobody's ever heard of, from my understanding. And he's also an independent journalist writing for a few different websites, formerly at Big League Politics. Now he has the Rundown News, his own site. He is possibly the most informed person when it comes to media deception, having written a book about exactly that. He's also written the unauthorized biography of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So, Peter, you were giving us a quick campaign update, and then I think Will had a question for you. Would you like to go ahead and give us kind of an update? What is it that you mean? Why don't they want regular American people to know how to campaign? That way we can speak truth to power and get more people like AOC in Washington. It seems like they would want this.
No, you're right, Tom. It does. But obviously, the established order wants to keep its power, right? So what I mean by, you know, it's not the way it seems, is that 99% of this job is not doing what we're doing right now, right, which is media and sort of debate and talking policy and politics like a lot of people think it is, right? It's not really that sexy of a gig. It's a lot of, I'd say it's about 80% fundraising, right? So you make a ton of phone calls. Nobody tells you about that. You just kind of know you have to raise money, but nobody says you're going to spend hours on the phone dialing strangers to do it, right? And, you know, there's 10 or 15% is to sort of administrative tasks and making sure that everything's straight with the FEC, who likes to, you know, get involved and set a lot of rules that you have to follow. So, you know, there's this sort of idea out there, I think, that running for Congress or running for elected office is this sort of, you know, cush gig where you're going to get to go on TV and talk to a lot of people and in the media world and do a lot of political debate. It's not exactly that, you know, and this is not to say it's bad. I'm really enjoying it. The campaign's going well. We're picking up steam. We're starting to get grassroots support from all over the country and small dollar donations. We're starting to fundraise. It's been a great learning experience. But, you know, the guys in Congress, the people who are there, they know what this job is about. They know that it's 3 or 4 hours a day on the phone calling donors. And, of course, you know, when you start doing that at the level that they're doing it at, they're not calling grassroots people like I might be. You know, they're calling their handlers in big industry. In our case, you know, in North Carolina 7, the handler for David Rauser, who is my opponent, is Big Agriculture, which is, you know, the big farmers that essentially are owned to big farm companies, the poultry and pork companies that are owned by the Chinese, essentially. And they make the farmers in this district subcontractors on their own land. And then they hire illegal alien labor and import it to cut their bottom lines. So, yeah, it's been an interesting process, but things are going well. It's slow and steady, and we've got a little bit of time, but we're working hard, and we're building an honest campaign, and I think that's the key. You know, that's what the American people want.
That's awesome. So my question to you is about, you know, CNN and the news right now. And, of course, CNN, they're not going to talk about all the corruption that's coming out on them. As a journalist, if let's just for grins here, let's just say that you were caught doing the same thing CNN was doing or has done. What do you think in the journalist world, how would they treat you?
Well, I mean, rightfully, I would be drummed out of the discussion, right? And I think that, you know, I don't believe in censorship. I don't believe that anybody else should step in and say, hey, you can't say this or you can't do that. But in the case of CNN, I think that we ought to punish them. We, being consumers of media, we ought to punish them by showing them absolute and utter contempt and making them aware and making them understand that we don't believe them anymore. You know, regardless of what the story is, how innocuous it is, I literally do not believe a single anonymously sourced report from the mainstream press, whether it's CNN or New York Times or Washington Post or Politico. If it's an anonymously sourced report, I don't believe it. Right? Show me the proof. And this is how I would say that, you know, Americans should approach their news media now. unless you can tell me who said it and when it was said, I don't believe you. And if you approach the news that way, then I think you'll have a better sort of understanding. You'll end up being more informed than if you just take the press at its word. If you take the press at its word, then, you know, Donald Trump is the second coming of Hitler and he's the worst person that's ever existed and so on and so forth, exactly. Right? So, treat them with utter contempt. That's my advice for the American people. That's what they deserve. That's how we show them that we won't tolerate it anymore.
Yeah, like their sponsors. Yep, Tom.
So, Peter, you brought up something that's fascinating there that I think our audience will be very interested in learning more about, and that's China's influence over big agriculture. And, of course, big agriculture is not the small farmer's friend, folks. As Peter was saying, they bring in illegal immigrants. They're anti-wall, anti-border. You know, think of David Koch and the like. But, Peter, tell us a little bit more about how the Chinese are getting involved within America's agriculture.
Yeah, so this is something that I've learned since I started running. And by the way, I was on with Owen earlier on War Room, and I praised InfoWars on that show, and I want to praise you guys again because you are the first and only network that's been talking about Chinese influence in American entertainment in Hollywood. And you know, I remember Alex Jones talking about it in 2015, and obviously all that information came out last week in the mainstream. You guys are totally vindicated once again, as usual. InfoWars is years ahead of the curve, so I wanted to congratulate you guys on being vindicated as usual. But you know, with the Chinese influence in American agriculture, it's pretty stunning, right? So you have these multinational corporations, like for example, Smithfield and Purdue, the chicken company, right? And what they do is they squeeze the local farmer out of the market by being able to mass produce poultry and pork and agricultural goods, you know, if you're growing like corn or tomatoes or whatever it might be, because they're bigger than you. So, you know, they produce en masse and it costs them less per unit, right? When that happens, you have no choice but to take whatever deal the gigantic international company offers you and become a subcontractor on your own land, or you go out of business completely. So obviously, most of the farmers have chosen the former. And then what happens is the companies like Smithfield or Purdue, they take over the day-to-day operations of your farm. So they staff the farm, they control the operations, and then they essentially give you a cut of the paycheck at the end of the month. Now, farmers hate this, okay? I will be the first to tell you, we've seen a lot of mainstream press outrage. Oh, farmers are hurting because of the tariffs. No. Farmers understand the long game here, which is to give them the control over their own land. Farmers are not mad about the tariffs. They want their land back, and they don't want their communities flooded with the cheap, illegal labor that comes along with the foreign-owned companies that are now controlling and working their land. Okay, there's
Peter, is insane.
Yeah.
Pete for NC.com. This is the end of the segment. Thank you for coming back on. Come back again soon. Twitter and...
Real news. Real people. Real politics. This is Firepower.
Welcome back to Firepower News. Tom Papert and Will Johnson hosting for you tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be covering the Democrat debate. It's bound to be a clown show as usual. And yes, I have my honk machine ready. Our guest for the rest of this broadcast is Mark Sidney. He is, of course, the founder of Spreely. He also has some very large and influential pro-Trump Facebook pages, the largest of which, Donald Trump is our president, was recently banned from the platform. Well, we all know Mark Zuckerberg would prefer it if Donald Trump were not our president, but unfortunately for him, that simply is not the case. So he was able to just clutch victory from the jaws of defeat. He is reinstated to Facebook for now. So, Mark, welcome to Firepower.
Tom, it's great to be back. Thanks for the opportunity. How are you doing?
How you doing, Mark? Absolutely. I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead, Tom.
So, Mark, I'm wondering if you can walk us through exactly what happened. Did you just wake up or check your phone and boom, your page that you've invested money, time, and sweat and energy into was just gone with no explanation?
So a couple of weeks ago when I was on the show, I explained how I'd spent about $265,000 building up a presence on Facebook, 8 million total fans, and I've been cut back by, let's say, 90%. But let us all remember for a moment the people who lost their pages in the purge. Exactly 1 year to the day earlier, 810 accounts and profiles were removed by Facebook, the majority of which, from the research that Western Journal did, looked to be Trump pages. But what happened was I was at AMP, which was a conservative festival for social media influencers. I live streamed a couple of the speakers, Ryan Fournier and Jodan Gorman. Then I woke up the next morning walking into the event. My wife sent me a text message. Hey, have you seen this? And it was a screenshot of the page with a notice at the top in red saying, you know, the deathly red of Facebook saying, your page has been unpublished for impersonating someone. Here are community standards. You know, you violated them. And I think most people who are watching this broadcast have at least had a ban from Facebook or a suspension from Facebook, and your heart just sinks into your stomach. But luckily, you know, as a godsend, I was happened to be at the event surrounded by the people who had the voice and were willing to help. You know, guys like Ryan Fournier, David Harris Jr., Jim Hoff wasn't at the event, but he wrote an article for the Gateway Pundit about it. Tom Appert, you weren't there, but you helped me. There were others, Carpe Donkum. All these people reached out to their contacts for me, someone they had just met minutes earlier, didn't know anything about me, and were willing to put their reputation on the line to help me get back my livelihood. I mean, without the page, this is my business for 7 years. This has been my sole source of income for my family and my three children. So luckily, the page got put back up. I didn't even have to appeal it. So whoever back-channeled for me, thank you. I appreciate it, and it worked.
Wow, that's amazing. So it was someone on the other end that deliberately decided to want to remove your page, unpublish your page. I mean,
well, it remains to be seen. I kind of give them the benefit of the doubt in that we've started a social network. And look, I'll be harder on Facebook than anyone. If you look at the articles I've written about it, I expose what I believe to be the page-like ads. You know, it seems like a fraud to me. I paid money for something. They got the money. Then they took back 90% of it. Facebook, I think, is using clickbait as a pretext to silence people and small publishers whose narratives they don't agree with. So I'll be the first one to stick it to Facebook when I think they deserve it. But this could have been an automation mistake. You know, there's a page. A lot of people make comments on the page to the president. I don't ever represent myself to be the president or speak for him, but it could have been an automation mistake, and they fixed it. I'm back up. So, you know, let's give them the benefit of the doubt here. But it was just divine intervention that I happened to be in a room full of people that were able to contact the people to make this mistake get corrected. Because if I was at home, I would have been out of luck. You know, I'd be crying, throwing up. God only knows.
You just happened to be in the right spot at the right time. I mean, sure. That's a godsend, seriously. And so, fellas, can y'all put his Facebook page up on the screen? I think what's the name? The Trump name of your Facebook page?
Really, there it is. Donald Trump is your president,
right? That's not saying I'm your president. It's saying Trump is your president. So I don't even see that as you impersonating anyone. You're basically, I have T-shirts that say Trump is your president. I'm not impersonating Trump because I wear the shirt. I have another one that I wear at the top of it says, get over it, Trump is your president. I'm not impersonating Trump. I mean, you know, I agree with you. And, you know, I like to think that there's still good people with inside of Facebook, inside of Twitter, inside of Google, and all of these other ones that are still, you know, would do the rule of law or, you know, have a heart, have a soul, and won't just deliberately do this. I'm subject to believe that it wasn't AI. I'm just my personal, you know, opinion on it, but we don't know, right?
No, we don't know.
And Mark, I was just going to say, Mark, from my understanding is before President Trump was President Trump, your page had a different name. And because Facebook was concerned about impersonating, they required you to change it. Is that true?
Correct. When I first started the page and I was spending money to build it, the title of the page was President Donald Trump. But that was just a theory. It was an idea because the election hadn't taken place yet. And then I believe it was November 18th, Facebook unpublished my page. I remember the exact moment. I know who I was on the phone with. I remember how I felt. I remember what went through my head and the feelings of doom that came with that. But luckily, I was able to get a hold of someone at Facebook, and they helped me. And they were very nice, and they seemed genuinely interested in helping me. I have to admit, every person I've spoken with at Facebook at the lower level trying to sell me more ads or whatever it is, they seem generally interested in helping. And they let me change the name. They work with me to change it to Donald Trump is our president. So it's not a name that is new. Ever since, I believe it was November 18th, 2016, I've operated under that name. I changed it for 7 days once to I am proud that Donald Trump is our president, but just realized that was a terrible branding error to have operated under one name, then change it. And I changed it back as soon as they let me. But it's been the name that they've approved. Every change Facebook has to approve. I never answer messages pretending to be the president. You showed the screenshot of the page on the podium. It says unofficial fan page. When the purge happened in 2018 and my buddy Dino lost his 15 million fans, my partner Terry lost 11 million fans, Free Thought Project gone, 3 million fans. I wrote this impressum, like a 6-page rant, essentially, just a stream of consciousness saying, look, before this happens to me, because they removed everyone for, quote, inauthentic behavior, which, in my opinion, is purposely broad so that they can selectively enforce it and remove whomever they please. I said, look, my name's Mark. I run this page. I'm not President Trump. This is how I got into politics. I'm an activist. This is my job. So I'm very upfront about who runs the page. I haven't had my face out there until recently. And the only reason I have my face out here now is because the only way when this happens to you to combat it is to have another channel other than the social media site that you have a presence on to fight it. Like, look at what happened to Diamond and Silk. They were getting crushed. They said they were dangerous people. And then they went in front of Congress. And now all of a sudden, if you go look at their page, every post has got 10,000 likes. And it looks like there are no restrictions on their page. So I'm yet to post. Since I've gotten my page back, I don't know what my reach looks like. I just put up one little meme I made saying that we're back and correcting the error because I put it out there that Facebook took down the page in the group that we have. And I would encourage people to join Donald Trump as our president, the group. It's only got 100,000 members, but it reaches more people than the page I paid probably $100,000 that has 3.276 million fans. So you never know what the cause of these things are. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Will. That's amazing. No, that's just amazing. I mean, you put all this time and effort and money into running your business. And then you have Facebook that they create avenues for you to do that very thing. But because you're a conservative, they want to shut you down and prevent you from making money. And you know, YouTube is doing the same thing. They give all these incentives for people to quit their job even and be content creators. And then just to crush you, it's like they don't want you to exist. They don't want you to be able to survive. They want to make you homeless if at all possible. I mean, they are at war with the American people. So after this break, we're going to come back and I want to get your opinion about, how CNN, because that's a big story right now. CNN, I think it's all tied in together. CNN with the big tech companies all colluding together to take us out. So right after this, Firepower News with Tom Pepper and Will Johnson. We'll be back after this. That's nice. All right, welcome back. Firepowernews.com. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. We have our special guest, and his Facebook page was recently removed from Facebook. And the name of it is Trump is Our President. He actually renamed it from Trump, President Trump. Tom Pepper brought it up, but his page is now Trump, President Trump is our Trump is Our President. And is Mark correct? So
yes, sir.
We're gonna go back to Mark and Tom Pepper. And so right before we went to the break, I was asking you about CNN. CNN is in the news, and thank God your page is back. I think God is probably moving. So I think God is like really moving, and thank God your page is back because you have family. You want to take care of your family. But let me ask you about CNN. You know, CNN is in the news where they got completely exposed for all the corruption that they've been doing, attacking the sitting president of the United States. They're not even reporting on factual news any longer. So tell me, what do you think about CNN getting exposed like this? And do you think CNN should be allowed to continue on these big tech platforms knowing that they're lying, blatantly lying?
Yep. I think they should be allowed to continue to play, but the playing field has to be fair. It can't be that CNN has some algorithm enhancer where they're getting more engagement than almost any other site while their ratings on TV plummet. You know, the proof that no one wants CNN is Facebook, the fact that Facebook exists, the fact that YouTube exists, the fact that Twitter exists. People were looking for another place, another outlet, unique people like Tom, like Will, like Alex, that you couldn't get on television. I have 8 devices in my house. If I wanted CNN, I'd watch CNN. But you know what? I used to go on Facebook. Now I go on other platforms, be it Minds, Gab, Parler. We're trying to get Spreely going. So I think CNN should be allowed to say whatever they want. I just think it's a joke that all the networks, quite frankly, say that they're, you know, we don't have a bias. We don't. Everyone has a bias. We're just, I have a blog. This is how I got into this, illicitinfo.com. But it's just our opinion. You know, we're completely open about it. I'm a libertarian blogger. I give you my opinion, my take on things. And that's all anyone's doing. So the first time or whenever someone tells you that they're impartial or that they're non-biased, they're lying to you. Everyone is biased.
That's exactly right. So, Mark, in the last segment, you were talking a little bit about what you believe, what you feel may be some fraud on behalf of Facebook when it comes to the fact that people have invested millions, in some cases tens of millions by the time you add it all together, tens of millions of dollars into Facebook to build Facebook pages. And as you mentioned on your website, Illicit Info, this isn't just people like you who run websites like Illicit Info. These are major politicians who have had this happen. And then 96% of the reach goes down in the case of Gateway Pundit. President Trump, they've removed 45% of his reach. Can you explain a little bit about what this possible, and we do have to stress possible, fraud may be?
Yeah, so let me preface this with saying this is just my opinion. I'm not an attorney. This is the experience I've had and how I feel. So when I say I think Facebook committed a fraud or is committing a fraud, it's what I think. I haven't been able to prove it in a court of law. Maybe that's coming. We'll see. But when you say tens of millions, I personally know people, I've spoken with people who have spent collectively over $10 million. So we're talking, I believe, billions of dollars. We know via a Hootsuite article that Facebook has 6 million customers for their ad service. And now not all of them have likely bought page-like ads, ads that are designed to increase the number of likes of your page and thus followers, which would stand to reason that that would increase your distribution network, provided that you're creating content that users are engaging with and engaging with at a higher rate than the other pages and friends that they have followed. Because Facebook told us in a page titled Core Values, which they recently quietly removed, that what Facebook was supposed to be was, if there were 10 things that were most important to you, those should be the 10 things that you see. Each user's newsfeed was to be unique to that user, and there was not going to be curation of content. There was going to be no favoring content. It's no speaker based on their identity or viewpoint would be favored or hindered in their growth. It was going to be a meritocracy. And that's why I gave them $265,000 to build this network. If I knew that they were going to change to what appears to be, in my opinion, a content curation model similar to Netflix, I mean, I wouldn't have given a bunch of people who do not agree with my opinion and seem to be authoritarians $265,000 to build a distribution network. You know, then they'll do things where they'll come out and they'll develop this click gap is what they call it. So if you get most of your traffic from Facebook, we're going to rank your content lower than people who post links from sites that get organic traffic or traffic from other sources. Okay, so that sounds great, but how about the fact that I had a budget of $265,000 to invest, and I chose to invest it with Facebook, not with another distribution network, but with Facebook. And it's the people who did that who are getting punished the most. I think they've probably taken in billions of dollars for this product. I think the law, as I understand it, allows for disgorgement of profits. And in my view, I think newsfeed was maybe 50% made up of pages prior to the election, you know, posts from pages. And now when you go through it, it's all groups. They seem to have replaced the Pages product with groups. I think that's to limit the voice of any one individual getting too loud. And they saw people like myself and others making money on the platform. They said, this is our platform. We want to keep all the money. And they just push us out. And I don't think it's without, we shouldn't go without talking about the fact that now they can control the narrative better with all these small voices fragmented into groups. And, you know, they're using traditional authoritarian tactics, such as when you start a group, if someone in the group publishes something that's fake, your posts in that group then may be ranked lower in the newsfeed. So the long and the short of it is that they took in money for a product that they represented was going to increase your ability to reach the people who followed you, provided you create engaging content. And yeah, they did that to me, and I'm down to 10% of what I paid for. But there are people who have been deplatformed. And the other angle is, what about senators? What about Congress people? They have all spent money on these ads. Is that not election interference? And in my opinion, fraud. If you take money, let's say I know a particular campaign that spent in excess of $3 million on this campaign. God only knows what President Trump spent. I mean, he's got 27 million fans. Brad Parscale said they were spending money on Facebook like crazy when he was talking about how $100,000 by the Russians was nothing, was a drop in the bucket. I mean, I'm no one. I've spent $100,000 on a month on Facebook ads, and I didn't influence the presidential election. I didn't throw it. So I think we're just scratching the surface when we talk about what's been done to small publishers. And I think what's really important is what's been done to public figures and those running for office. But when you talk about CNN, the fact that they're one of the top engaged with sites on Facebook and they're fledgling, and my understanding is that they're losing people left and right. They're laying people off. They're taking money from foreign governments to run puff pieces. It just, if people wanted that content, they could have already gotten it. And it's a shame that they built a platform on our backs and then handed it to their big corporate partners.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. You know, my thing is like, if you're going to spend money on Facebook to promote something, to run some ads, your campaign, what have you, and you do something like that, they should be able to, let me put it like this. Let's say you have 3 million subscribers, right? When you pay to advertise something, that 3 million people that follow your page willingly should be able to get that information without you having to do anything because they've already liked your page. When you pay money, my opinion, it should be everyone that you cannot reach. So it should go above and beyond your own reach. Now, when I would do stuff and I would spend, you know, a couple of dollars because I don't have a lot of money, I would spend some ads on Facebook and it would be only every blue moon where they would approve one. And when I would do it, it wouldn't reach anybody really. But if I just did a little small video, and this could be an ad, could be a video, but if I just do a little small video and put up there on my own accord without doing the ad, I could reach more people. So it's kind of backwards, right? I mean, that's my thing is, but anyways, I want to thank you for coming on with us. Tell everyone again about Spreedly and about your Facebook page and how to connect with you.
So you can find me on Spreedly, Liberating Elder and parenthesis Mark Sidney. You can find me on Facebook. My page is, two big ones are Donald Trump is our president, and there it is right on the screen right there. And Hillary for Prison with 1.3 million fans. But I'd really appreciate if you would join our group. Donald Trump is our president, the group. But check out Spreedly.com. Basically, it's Facebook without the blue shirt thought police. And we're trying to go around the speech cartel and give everyone back their voice and their ability to create a distribution network and monetize that distribution network. We're looking at rolling out a program very soon where everyone will be able to create content and earn
credit. Well, hey. Hey, thanks for coming on with us and good luck on Spreedly. I've actually got Spreedly, my account going. I download the app on Apple iPhone. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Firepower News. Tomorrow night, we will be showing the clown show. We will be talking about the clown show tomorrow night. All right. God bless you. God bless our president. God bless America. Good night.